everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. And today I know that your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. And of course, I'm so happy that you all are here. And I'm also glad that you enjoy learning about football. Oh yes, I know you love learning about football. Because guess what? Today, we get to continue learning about football. Yes. Well, here's a question to warm you all up. Who made football seem as easy as breathing? I think you know the answer. The answer is Peyton Manning. That's right. Well, in today's lesson, well, our lesson is called Peyton Manning. And in today's lesson, I would like you to try to answer this question. In the United States, what is king during the fall? In the United States, what is king during the fall? I know, you can find the answer. Well, friends, what are we waiting for? Let's go talk about football.
Peyton Manning, the world-class football player who made the game seem as easy as breathing. During the fall in the United States, football is king with hordes of people flocking to local high school and college games every weekend. In addition, millions tune in to college and professional teams on TV almost any day of the week. If football is king, then quarterback Peyton Manning and his family are football royalty. Peyton's father, Archie, a star college player, was named Mississippi's greatest all-time athlete in 1992 and is in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 horde 这个名词。horde 是指一大群，例如 hordes of fans gathered outside the auditorium waiting for the pop star to show up. 许多歌迷在音乐厅外等着这位流行歌手出现，或者是 hordes of tourists swarm into this ski resort every winter. 每到冬天都有大群的观光客涌入这个滑雪圣地。或者是 you can see hordes of stray dogs on the city streets. 你可以在这个城市的街道上看到一群群的流浪犬。接下来我们看的是 royalty 这个集合名词。royalty 是指皇族或者是王室成员。例如 people are fascinated by stories about celebrities and royalty. 人们对于名流或王室所发生的事都感到十分有兴趣。或者是 the guests at the party were treated like royalty.这个派对的宾客受到王室般的礼遇。如果去掉刺尾的 ty, royal 就是形容词，意思是王室的。例如 Mike claims he's related to the royal family. Mike 宣称他和王室家族是亲戚。
So Gabe, do you like football? Is football your favorite sport?
Well, Rebecca, you know, we've been talking about football for the past couple of days and, No, it's not my favorite sport. Yeah. But I do enjoy watching football. Hmm. Yeah, as we were talking about, I think that sometimes it can be a little bit violent, but it can be exciting as well. But Rebecca, I don't think I'm fit to be a football star.
Hmm. No. Yeah, I don't think so either. You would have had to start many, 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 many years ago.
Yeah.
Well, do you know the answer to this question? Who made... Let's see here. This world-class game, football that is, seem as easy as breathing.
Well, Rebecca, isn't that an easy question? I mean...
Well, I don't know. Can you tell me the correct answer?
Well, we're learning about him in our lesson. The lesson is all about Peyton Manning. He makes football seem as easy as breathing.
Oh, my goodness, Gabe. You must have read the lesson. Excellent job.Well, let's take a look at this phrase that's right here on the screen, as easy as breathing. Now, do you find breathing easy or difficult? Easy, right? So if something is as easy as breathing, it's just very easy to do.
Right. For example, if someone is really good at any skill, you could say they make it seem as easy as breathing. Mm. So one of my favorite drummers, Dave Weckl, and when he plays the drums, he just makes it seem as easy as breathing. But I'm a drummer, and I know that it's not easy.
No, I don't think playing the drums is very easy. I've tried, and I'm learning. Well, anyway, that's a great example, Gabe. Let's get right into our lesson. During the fall in the United States, football is king, with hordes of people flocking to local high school and college games every weekend. Now let's take a look at this word, king. Typically, when I think of a king, I think of a ruler of a country. But in our lesson, this just means the most important or the most respected member of a group.
That's right. And you don't just have to refer to people here. In our lesson, we're talking about football, the sport. This sport is king during this time of the year. You know, this makes me think about the summertime here in Taiwan when mango ice is king. I mean, I enjoy lots of summer treats, like different cold drinks and ice cream. But, Rebecca, mango ice is king. It tops everything else.
I do enjoy mango ice, and I love some good ice cream, chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
Oh, is chocolate peanut butter ice cream king?
Well, in my mind it is.
All right.
It's pretty good. Well, of course, we're talking about football and how football is king during the fall in the United States. With hordes of people, that just means that there are a lot of people that go to local high schools and college games every weekend. In addition, millions, that's a lot of people, tune into college and professional teams on TV almost any day of the week. Now let's talk about that phrase, to tune into something. This just means that you turn on your radio or your television to a particular channel.
So we would like to take this opportunity right now to thank you for tuning in to Studio Classroom. And of course, in our lesson, we're learning about how millions of people tune in to college or professional games. They want to find out what's going on in these games. Who is going to win?
Exactly. So if football is king, then quarterback Peyton Manning and his family are football royalty. Peyton's father, Archie, a star college player, was named Mississippi's greatest all-time athlete in 1992 and is the college football is in the College Football Hall of Fame. Have you ever thought about what Peyton's father and Peyton look like?
Well, yeah, I know what Peyton Manning looks like.
But what about his father, Archie?
Well, I wasn't around when he, you know, but here he is. Here's Archie Manning. And it seems like, I guess you could say, football runs in the family, Rebecca, right?
Right, because we have Archie, the father, Peyton's father. He was a football star, and now we have Peyton Manning, who is also a football star. But let's go to the very end of the sentence where we see the phrase Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame, that's just a building that contains the images of a lot of famous people and interesting things that are connected with that particular person.
That's right. So, of course, here we're talking about the Football Hall of Fame. But what other things are there you could talk about? Maybe Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are some really famous rock and roll musicians that would be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, earlier in this section, we saw this word flock. Now, isn't there a phrase, birds of a feather flock together?
Hey, let's learn more about that in the InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. If you're a parent, do you worry about the company that your son or daughter keeps?
Well, I think that's very natural. As a parent, I want my son to have good influences.
That's right, Ken, and for good reason. I think we all need good influences.
Well, I certainly hope that everyone feels that InfoCloud is a good influence on their English.
I do too, Ken. And in the spirit of being a good influence, I'd like to talk about an English proverb. Birds of a feather flock together.
Now that's an interesting saying. I like the verb to flock, which means to gather together in large groups.
And flock can also be used as a noun to describe animals that live, travel, or feed together.
When we say birds of a feather, what we're talking about are birds that all have the same type of feather. In other words, the same type of birds. And that's the meaning of your proverb. Similar people tend to stay together.
Although, a lot of times this is used in a negative sense. So if I were to say, Jennifer's not very nice, and neither is her boyfriend, then you could say,
Carolyn, you know what they say, birds of a feather flock together.
And that is what they say.
我们今天来学一个实用的俗语 ,birds of a feather flock together. 注意到 feather, together, 有押韵。表示这是一个谚语。首先我们来看 flock 这个字。当名词 flock 表示一群，像一群羊就是 a flock of sheep。当动词 flock 就是群聚的意思。Birds of a feather flock together, 字面上的意思是羽毛相同的鸟儿会聚在一起。羽毛相同的鸟就是指同类型的人，他们喜欢聚在一起，也就是所谓的物以类聚。而这句话通常是带有负面的意思，像狐群狗党或臭味相投都可以用这一句话来形容。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello everyone, welcome back.So here's a little question for you all. In the United States, during the fall, what is king? Ah, that's right. Football is king. And of course, who is one of the most popular football players? None other but Peyton Manning. And that is who we are talking about in today's lesson, Peyton Manning. Now, we already learned that Peyton's father was also a very popular football player. Well, we have more to learn in the next reading.
Peyton Manning. Archie was Peyton's hero, and the youngster had a desire to follow in his dad's footsteps. Peyton's chance to play football finally came in the seventh grade when he displayed amazing skills. As a high school senior, Peyton received offers from a great number of universities and was regarded as the nation's number one recruit. Everyone's assumption was that he would go to his dad's school, the University of Mississippi, but Peyton wanted to prove himself. So he accepted a football scholarship from the University of Tennessee, UT. When he found himself starting as quarterback, Peyton literally took the ball, ran with it, and never looked back.
OK, 继续我们看 recruit 这个名词 RE 这个字首在这里是指回来所以 recruit 是指新成员新兵或者是新队友例如 This talented offensive tackle is listed among the top 10 2017 football recruits 这位才华出众的杰锋被列为2017年足球最佳新人的前十名或者是 Not many of the bomb squad recruits passed the training很多拆弹小组的新人都没有办法通过这个训练。Recruit 也可以当动词，例如 The company is recruiting a new marketing manager. 这家公司正在招募新的行销经理。最后我们看的是 assumption 这个名词。Assumption 是指假定或假设。 例如, many consumers tend to make the assumption that pricier goods are better in quality. 许多消费者都倾向认为就是比较昂贵的货品的品质就会比较好。或者是, the sales target was set on the assumption that the economy will grow this year. 这个销售目标的设定的根据是预估今年的经济会成长。它的动词是assume, A-S-S-U-M-E。 例如, I assume that all of you already know each other. 我想你们应该都彼此认识了吧。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So in this next section, we learned that Archie was Peyton's hero. Archie was Peyton's hero, and the youngster had a desire to follow in his dad's footsteps. I think that's actually really sweet.
Well, yeah, he looked up to his father, and of course he wanted to follow in his father's footsteps.
And if you follow in someone's footsteps, that just means that you do the same thing as someone else does.
And this makes me think of, well, there's a lot of people who are doing something, and then their kids really like it too. They follow in their parents' footsteps. For example, Will Smith is a rapper and an actor. His son, Jaden, is also into acting and rapping. He is following in his father's footsteps.
Exactly. Well, back to Peyton, we read, Peyton's chance to play football finally came in the seventh grade when he displayed amazing skills. As a high school senior, Peyton received offers from a great number of universities and was regarded as the nation's number one recruit.
Oh man, that, I don't know about you, Rebecca, that would make me so proud. If I was the nation's number one recruit, everyone wanted me on their team. How did Peyton deal with that?
I don't know. I think that that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
A lot to have to deal with, a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he seemed to have handled it really, really well.
That's right, and we learned something about that in this next section here, this next paragraph. Everyone's assumption was that he would go to his dad's school, the University of Mississippi. And that's interesting. Did you ever see that movie, The Blind Side?
Oh, I did? That was an amazing movie.
Yeah, because it was a similar situation, right? That movie with Sandra Bullock and her son. Everyone expected him to go to her school. I think it was her university. But he ended up going to a different one. And I think as we read here, we'll find out Peyton also did something similar.
But Peyton wanted to prove himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he accepted a football scholarship from the University of Tennessee. Now let's take a look at that phrase, to prove oneself or to prove yourself. This just means that you show that you are really good at doing something. So you work really, 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 really hard.
That's right. You want to show that you have the ability or the courage to do something. When do you prove yourself? Or maybe a better question is, when do you feel like you need to prove yourself? Because I think at different times in life, we all feel like we need to prove ourselves, that we have what it takes. We have the courage that we need.
Well, we read, when he found himself, he, referring to Peyton, of course,
mm-hmm.
starting as quarterback, Peyton literally took the ball, ran with it, and never looked back. So let's talk about that phrase, to take the ball and run with it. This just means that you continue an activity or a process that perhaps someone else has already started, and you basically make it continuing to work.
So, for example, my boss gave me an idea. I like that idea. I took the ball and ran with it. So I did something new or continued that process. We see another phrase here. He never looked back. So if you don't look back, that means you're continuing to look forward. You don't regret or worry about what might have happened in a different way. You don't look back.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to go to the
SC Challenge.
Hey everyone! Today joining us for the SC Challenge is Tim! Yes. Hey Tim.
Hi Rebecca.
How are you feeling today about the SC Challenge?
Excited!
Great! Well, today's lesson is about an individual by the name of Peyton Manning. Do you know who that is?
Come again?
Do you know who Peyton Manning is?
Peyton Manning.
Oh, well, then you are a perfect candidate for the SC Challenge. You're about to find out. Of course, yes, he enjoys playing football.
Oh, football.
Yes, American football.
Oh.
Not soccer, but football, you know, where you take the ball and you throw it.
Oh, rugby.
Not rugby. It's a little different from rugby, but it's okay. You will soon learn.
Okay.
So our first question I have is, in the United States, what is the king during the fall? Is it A, soccer, B, football, C, baseball, or D, basketball?
Football, because we're talking about football.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. Good job. 1 point for Tim. Question number two. Who was Peyton's hero? A, his mother. Yes, not Tim. B, his father. C, his brother. Or D, his uncle.
I would say his mother.
A, his mother.
I've decided that's not right.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, that is not correct. The correct answer is B, his father. You are very, very close.
So close.
So close. But last question. What did Peyton do when he got the ball, when he got the football, that is? A, he ran the opposite direction. B, he never looked back. C, he looked the other direction. Or D, he threw the ball to his teammates.
He never looked back.
Really?
Because I don't know American football.
Are you really serious?
Yes.
Well, that's correct.
Oh, yes.
Excellent job. Yes, he got the ball and he never looked back. Well, Tim.
I should play.
You
American
should
football.
Play some American football. I think you would enjoy it. Thank you for joining us today.
You're
welcome.
You got
2 out of 3 points. Not bad.
I'll do better next time.
That's right. And we'll see you next time, friends. So I really like that phrase, to take the ball and run with it. So that just means that you actually take the ball and you
wait,
start
running. Wait, don't run away, Rebecca.
Oh, okay.
We need to say goodbye.
Okay, right.
Yes, friends, we do have more to learn about Peyton Manning. He did take the ball, he ran with it, and he never looked back. And we're going to find out more about Peyton Manning next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
Here, take the ball and run with it.
Okay, I'll see you.
Bye.
A friend loves at all times, a friend helps at all times, a friend trusts at all times, a friend loves lifetime, a friend gives at all times, a friend cares at all times, a friend endures at all times, a good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend lasts a lifetime.